This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Welcome to the iRock 93.5 Live Lounge. How y'all doing? Good. And also, welcome Black Satellite.
Hi, thanks for having us.
No, thank you guys for being here. I mean, well, I guess first off, we should all introduce ourselves, so that way everyone here knows. Let's introduce ourselves to everyone.
I'm Kyle Hawken.
I'm Larissa Vale.
We have Rom and Mick.
And that went guitar, vocals, drums, bass. Yes. For those of you not in here able to see things. Well, this is cool. So you guys are basically driving across the country, stopping at radio stations, saying hi to people.
Yeah, it's been a blast so far. I think this is day three, four? I don't know. We've been in like nine states in the past like couple days, so now I'm lost. Yes, it's day four.
Day four. So you're in Iowa now, but Illinois is just the other side of the river. Just
I appreciate
you know.
That.
Okay. Just to clear things
heads up.
Seriously,
yeah. I have no idea where I am. I'm just kidding.
Well, no. You know, I told some people this. I'm like, it's really cool that you guys are doing this, where you're just going around to different radio stations, because nowadays, you know what it's at. Mm-hmm. It's, can we get on the Spotify streams? Can we get the TikTok streams? It's all about that. But being able to go out and still talk to us in relevant radio world, but also to be able to shake hands and say hi to people, you know, one-on-one like this, that's a different approach that I absolutely love. So I think it's very cool what you're doing. I mean, where did this kind of start and come from of like, let's do it this way?
So it's kind of also the way we approach, you know, the way we write music. So a lot of people are kind of, you know, coming out of doing full-length records, more doing singles, EPs, that kind of thing. But we really respect, you know, the full-length album as a format. And, you know, doing this kind of thing, it's kind of hand-in-hand with that kind of more of a traditional approach.
Yeah, I mean, I have talked a lot about a lot of different artists with this, the singles versus the albums. Eventually, it's going to be the consumers that decide whether they want 13 tracks at once, mm-hmm. or whether they want one new one every 3 months. As the radio guy, I still like the albums, because it's like you get a little bit of it, but then you can still send people to, you know, hear the rest, but then also see the rest on tour. You're still more in that album world as well?
I mean, you don't have to listen to all of them, but we're just giving you the option to, right?
Also, maybe it's a selfish reason. I like writing music. So 13 at a time always sounds better to me. So
sure. And if you write them, if you produce them, you might as well do something with them, right?
Exactly.
There you go. This isn't your first time on the road. Well, actually, let's go back. So when did you guys start together as Black Satellite?
So we started making our debut record about 6 years ago, but we've actually known each other for closer to like 13 years. So we did meet in high school, and while I was going to college, of course, we're still writing and stuff. The second I graduated, you know, we just went to New York City, and we're like, okay, we really have to give this a shot.
Yeah, touring was slightly newer. We were supposed to start touring, obviously, right before the pandemic hit, and then since the pandemic's been over, I think we're hitting close to 10 tours now.
And so that's what I was going to bring up, is you kind of put some stuff out in about 2018 or so, mm-hmm. and then it's like, hey, and now we're going to go on this tour, and hey, now the life of every, and it's just over, it stops. What did you do during that time when you had all this music, when you had tours that were already planned, and now all of a sudden it's just like, oh God, now what?
Well, it definitely hurt when everything got canceled. Larissa and I, particularly, are workaholics. So when we had to stop, it was honestly really kind of depressing. But we also, you know, took a week. We're like, okay, everything's like starting to like come normal now. Well, the new normal, I suppose. So we're like, how do we?
Yeah. The new normal.
Yeah. How do we keep busy? So we started doing like live streams where we had like the full band set up. We'd build like actual like stages, like full performance with lights. Like we tried to have as many like cameramen as possible. We ended up like premiering that on Spin Magazine. We obviously did interviews, wrote more music. You know, we tried to take advantage of everything we could do at the time.
Did some music videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we all did things different and came out the other side, and now we're here in a room full of people, and you're holding instruments and microphones, and I feel like you have all these songs you want to play, so why don't we hear one? Want to do it?
Sure. So we're going to kick things off with our single Void. It's the first one released from our upcoming album, Aftermath.
What's going on with me?
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Very nice. All right, we'll go back to talking about tour stuff because I believe I saw on Instagram or some social media, something, whatever, another, that you do have some tours already lined up this fall. Yes?
Yeah, so we do have a tour lined up in the fall. It's with Wednesday 13, Gemini Syndrome, and Infected Rain. And I believe that we're going to be stopping here in Des Moines in November. I think that's the closest one.
Well, depending upon what side of the river you live on, either Des Moines or I think there may be Joliet. Is that a stop?
Are doing Joliet the Forge on November 11th.
All right. I think what would you say? Joliet, probably? Yeah, all right. That would be their choice. So Joliet. Well, go to Joliet, everybody. Unless, of course, yes.
Tori didn't help with geography at all.
It's fine. But also, that's for these people right here in this room. We're going to put this on the website and all that kind of stuff. We'll have people in the Cedar Rapids area that listen to it that go, oh, yeah, cool. I'm going to go to Des Moines because that's closer now. It's the Midwest. Everyone drives like 2 hours everywhere. before I ask any other questions, this is a wireless microphone. If you have questions, just let me know. Becky, you always have some kind of question. I'm going to put Becky right on the spot. It's what I do every day.
All week long. Okay, so as a female front woman, I love it. It's so great. Who were your influences growing up? Because obviously, there aren't that many female front women in this genre. So who did you look up to as you're progressing, and who do you still look up to now?
I guess, funny enough, all of my, vocal inspirations are male, not for any reason in particular. It's just, what I grew up listening to, like Chris Cornell, Maynard Keenan, Marilyn Manson, Jonathan Davis, like those kinds of people.
Nice. The boot style has a little Marilyn Manson to it.
I know, they're cool, right?
They are very cool. Like, I love them, actually. I was like, how do I get Doc Martens with metal attached to them?
I know.
Mine are still from high school. I don't throw away anything. Okay, cool. So, you got the tour. You've got the albums, all this kind of stuff. What is that, I guess, kind of next thing? You're doing this now right here. What is that next thing as a band that you're like, this is what we want to either try next or experiment with to maybe take that next step in getting in front of people?
So we're actually going to be doing more songwriting this summer. We're going to be adding some more songs to our upcoming album. Basically because we're kind of inspired. And like you said, we want to try new things, try different angles. For us, it's, always continuing to grow and challenge ourselves as musicians. And it's, what we're going to continue to do moving forward.
And you keep doing that, and you're going to get, more states under your belt and be like, what state am I in now? Yeah.
Right. I'm doing that already.
Already, yeah.
I don't know if I can afford to get any worse.
Hello, Cleveland. okay, so you're going to make more songs, but you already have more songs, so why don't we hear another song?
Perfect.
Cool.
Sure. So the next song we're going to play, it's our latest single, Broken.
All right, let's do it. Thank you. You guys write these songs electronically, obviously.
Yes.
What is the process like to then turn them into playing this in this fashion?
Well, honestly, the one we just played is probably one of the heaviest songs we have. And tearing this one down to be an acoustic was kind of like all of us involved. I'm pretty sure Mick was the one that gave Ron the idea for like more of the like Middle Eastern-y like drum beat for it. And yeah, just the backbeat. And it's been really fun just to like take these into like a different approach and, you know, like play around with it. It was really challenging.
Well, the stripped versions or whatever you want to call them, I think are very cool. So I would say you do that in a studio, cool little stripped version kind of thing. That would look cool. I think people would dig that on the YouTubes and all that kind of stuff. All right, we are running out of time, but I'm going to see if anybody else has a question. Y'all have puzzled looks on your faces. You got something. This is your time to ask right now. Let the
ask the other band members what were your influences or are they similar?
I don't know. Kind of similar. I would say a little bit of, you know, Dream Theater, Seven Dust. I come from jazz a little bit of, you know, education. Mick?
I love all music, I think. This type of playing, Soundgarden, is a really big thing for me.
And I absolutely love Soundgarden, and little dude here agrees with me. Alice in Chains is one of my favorites. So,
cool. Anybody else?
What made you choose this kind of setup, as in for the way you play music compared to, you know, anybody can just throw unlimited bass, your regular electric guitar. What made you do that kind of?
Like for the acoustic performances?
Yeah.
Honestly, this is just the more like the most stripped down we could do, and this seemed like the most challenging. I feel like if I was just here with an acoustic, I'd be going nuts trying to headbang, breaking stuff. we're a little more crazy when it's like a full band setup, and this is honestly, I have to really bring it down a lot.
Kind of defeats the purpose of intimate. I think we'd just be melting everyone's faces off at like noon.
Exactly.
That's what I get. You get the people that do that kind of show, and they still bring the rig of thing Mm-hmm. It's hard to break down those kinds of songs to what you are to that level. That's a great challenge. That's why I asked.
Yeah, we want everyone just to experience everything different. I mean, if I'm here with an electric, I just want someone to come to the show and really get the full experience.
Well, now you
experience.
Have a reason to see us in Joliet.
Yes. There you go. Sure. Yep. And, I mean, it's okay if we're loud here. They're just making copies upstairs. I don't know what they do up there. We're fine. Okay, if nobody else has any questions. Oh, wait, one more.
All you come from a musical background.
I mean, I think in terms, I'll speak for myself. I started playing guitar when I was like 9. My dad signed me up for lessons. And then I started playing cello and played cello in orchestra when I was in college, too. Played bass. Actually, I was like our original bass player until it got a little complicated.
Yeah, I'm the only musician in my family. Everyone else is either mechanics, landscapers. Obviously, by looking at me, you'd probably never guess that. Because, you know, I'm just shredded and ripped, and I'm a very masculine looking guy. So yeah, I am literally the only musician. So when we started doing this and started touring, everyone was like, I am so confused on what that is. But now they kind of understand it and they all appreciate it.
Cool. Well, so when they first set up, the band here said they had 5 songs. But of course, and I talk a bunch, and now we ran out of time for all 5, but I think we have time for one more. Mr. Sound Guy? He says, yes, we have time for one more. You guys good for one more? They're good for one more. Cool. Let's do one more. Black Satellite. Which one you got left for us?
So the song we're going to play, it's called Valkyrie. It's actually a single from our first record, Endless.
What do you think about now when you put your head down? This place I'm never leaving, not when you bury my bones. It's so, so fleeting, tragic as our meets in Valkyrie. This place is so misleading, waiting to swallow a soul. Valkyrie in your mind, as you close your eyes, I'll take
Black Satellite has officially acoustically rocked Iowa. Looking forward to having you guys back here when you're plugged in and doing that. I can tell just by the energy here. When it's plugged in and you're standing, Yeah, that'll be our kind of scene. That's what we do at this station. So, awesome. I mean, anything else you want to say to them? I mean, follow on all the things and download the things and stuff.
So a really great place to find all of our upcoming tour dates is blacksatellite.com. We're also doing VIP packages this time around. You can also find all of our merch, any of our CDs. We also have vinyl because that's awesome.
It is. It's all the rage.
Yeah, and if you want to reach out to me or Larissa, it's Black Satellite on all the social medias. Instagram's the best one to reach us at. And I've had a new little challenge. I like to say no question is too stupid, so prove me wrong.
Oh, you are asking the right guy. Right, we're on that one. Awesome. Well, guys, man, I appreciate you all so much for coming out and playing for us and just hanging out. And very awesome to meet Black Satellite. Give it up once again.
Thanks for having us.